Outside of a fair crystal fountain, I overheard a young shepherd swain, while many sorrows he then was recounting, crying, "Sweet darling, thou art to blame. Think of the vows you often made me, that you would never prove untrue. Yet I experience you now have betrayed me. Never was woman more false than you. My pretty young lambs that are by me feeding, can ne'er be sensible of my woe. With passion of love my poor heart is bleeding, since she will never no kindness show. She whom I esteemed my dearest true, now at the last has proved untrue. I never thought you could have been so cruel. Was ever woman more false than you? While I was enjoying each pleasing favor, which you did frequently then extend, I never thought that your mind it would waver, but now I find it is at an end. Are you not guilty of my ruin, since I must bid the world adieu? Nothing but sorrows I see are ensuing. Was ever woman more false than you? How I lament for to think of these hours, which with my love I did once enjoy, among the violets and sweet fragrant flowers. Now all my freedom she does destroy. I am deprived of the pleasure, therefore I know not what to do. For my sad torment is now out of measure. Was ever woman more false than you? Although I might have the choicest of many, nothing my fancy can e'er remove. For surely I never can fancy any but thee alone, whom I dearly love. Here I declare I can't be fickle, still to my vow I will prove true. Then from his eyes many tears they did trickle. Was ever woman more false than you? Now when the damsel did hear his oration, in a soft language she did reply, "This is no more than a false accusation. Never was creature more true than I. Though I somehow here did leave thee, to tend my lambs within the grove, yet I resolved I would never deceive thee, but will be loyal to thee, my love. Thou that hast been my unfeigned pretender shall have no reason thus to complain. Here to thy arms I myself do surrender, and will forever with thee remain. Might I have all the Indian treasure, it should my fancy ne'er remove. Thou shalt enjoy all the blessings of pleasure, for I'll be loyal to thee, my love." Then he arose and was running to meet her. His joy was raised to this vast extreme, saying, "Is this the voice of my sweet creature, or is it but a deluding dream? No, it is all jewel, who will be true like the turtle dove? I never yet was, nor ne'er will be cruel, but will be loyal to thee.